Okay. 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 Okay.
That makes so much noise.
Okay. Who wants to read the riff?
I'll read it.
Go ahead. Well, I got a full house here today.
Yeah.
Take that. Sold out.
For Howie.
Howie, you're right. Where do I have Howie?
Alright.
Go ahead.
Okay. Kim So, we fire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bori Priya Adama, Rav Nachman Omer Shakal. Rabbi Yehuda says, say Bori Priya Adama, and Rav Nachman says, say Shakal. When we stab run, it makes sense. Rav Nachman, it makes sense like Rav Nachman. The low regili in Shilis Fuya Kimcha. And that people don't regularly eat flour. So it makes sense that it should be Shakal. The Hachin Pasku Rabavasa, and that's how the Rabbanim held. Stop there.
Let's go. What's the next piece? Go ahead.
Okay. V'chein kimcha desairi, and similarly, barley flour. Nami shakal is also shakal. The Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, krachaya v'kimcha desairi mevarchan alayan shakal. That Shmuel said that raw pumpkin and barley flour, you say shakal on them.
That's right. And do we all like Shmuel?
Korev Yehuda Omer Bor Pira Adama Shmuel Omer Shakal.
That's the right. That's the next piece, right?
Right.
We didn't do that yet. But Shmuel was also with the Shem Zayin.
Shem.
Right. That was Rava's critique on Rav Nachman. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a strange riff. I mean, it's a strange riff. Everybody says it's a strange riff. What's strange about the riff?
He mentions the time. That's not.
He mentions a reason that the Gemara doesn't mention. He mentions a reason it's mistaver, like Rav Nachman, because people don't eat flour. I mean, Rav Yehuda didn't know that. I mean. And that's not the reason Rav Nachman gives for making a shakal. Not the reason Rav Nachman gives for making a shakal. Unless the times have changed. But nobody wants to say that.
About whether you actually eat flour.
Right.
That's not what the Rosh is saying.
So let's see how the Rishonim deal with this troubling riff. You didn't get to the Rabbanion?
I did.
Oh, you did do the Rabbanion. This is the Talmidim Rabbanion, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Rashba, I didn't tell you the deal, but he has one interesting fact. I mean, it's something that you can figure out on your own. I don't want to send you wild goose chases looking it up, but I'll let you in on it in a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, the Rosh. So kimcha d'sairi. So wheat flour. Rav Yehuda Omer Bori Priya Adama. Rav Nachman Omer Shakal Niyadavaro.
Right.
So the sheet we said before. It's on Rav Yehuda Omer Bori Priya Adama Hapero. So Yehuda says Bori Priya Adama on it because it's a pri. The Afakal Deshani, even though it was changed, it still retains, you know, the fact that it's a pri.
Right. So that's the way that the Rush sets it up gives a little more of an idea. They're arguing about whether it's changing from the same pri, right?
Yeah. And Rav Nachman Omer Shakol Niyadavaro. Well, the Ishtani. Since it's changed, it's been changed, and the bracha changes.
Right. So essentially, that's the way we were trying to define it the other day. Right? The way we were defining it the other day. Where's John?
No one knows.
He comes and he goes. Okay. Pen? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Nira, the low Iri became a Hanidchan Dak Dak, shows him Menu Pas. So it would seem that this Gemara is not referring to finely ground flour out of which they make bread. Because it's, there's no way that you could say that you make a bari pri adama on it. Velo dami le kose is chita ve'orez. Dehanu ru'uyin le'achol b'zeh. Ha'inyan. Aval kamach lo misachol klal. And it wouldn't be similar to chewing wheat or rice, because those are fit to be eaten in, you know, in this way. But flour is just not eaten at all.
And therefore, so what would you say if you eat flour? Is he saying you wouldn't make any bracha if you eat flour? Just he's not clear. At least it would be no machlo. Nobody would say bari pri adama.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't seem anybody would say you make a bari pri adama. Oh. On finding stuff. On finely ground flour. Because saying nobody eats it that way.
Sounds like shahakal. Right? I mean, he's not saying it's not.
You like a pumpkin, Mr. Avid? You like a raw pumpkin? Right. Okay.
So Ella, rather, Ayri become achshelo nitchan kolkach. It's talking about flour that's not ground very finely. V'yeshbo adayin ta'am chitim. V'roi le'achol b'zeh ha'inyan. And it still has the taste of wheat in it, and it's still fit to be eaten in this way. Therefore, it's
so it's like more like cracked corn, cracked grains, right?
Okay.
Not ground, cracked. So. Yeah, so then you could say it's even maybe an improvement. I mean, what's the matter? You're from the south, you don't like grits?
No.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
It's not the south.
Is any of Florida?
Southern New York. Yeah, northern Florida.
Northern
Florida. Florida is the south. The southern Florida
is the south. Yeah, southern Florida is southern New York. It's not the south.
All right.
New York, Latin America.
Okay.
That's just the other.
So he says Mistaver that it's because that apparently is Roy Lechol, he's saying. So you're looking for a case Roy Lechol, and then you can say it's Roy to eat this way, but did it lose its shame pre? Did it lose the shame pre or not? But he's saying if it's ground down to a fine powder, then it's not a question if it lost the shame pre, it's just not eaten this way. It's just not roy to eat like that. It's a good argument. It's a good argument. Okay, go ahead. That's one possible way of learning.
Now another possibility. Even if it's finely ground flour. But if it's made out of basically parched wheat, I think.
Right, toasted wheat or something, right.
So then that type of flour is roi l'achila, so then you could also say that you'd make a bracha on that.
Okay, so the main thing is that it has to be roi l'achila, so it could either be raw grains that are coarsely ground, or parched grains that are finely ground. Mm-hmm. All right. And then there's the question, is it considered the pre, or is it changed?
Are they parts of it, take the flour itself and just...
No, the parts of the grains, I think.
And they grind it?
And then they grind it.
What does it mean to parch the grain?
Toast. Parched, haven't you even been parched?
Like to dry it out like
yeah. Baked. They're baked. Kolios are isn't it baked? All of a sudden he's interested in...
I just want to know what we're talking about.
Go ahead.
So the chesed of Alvazal...
Just take Moshe's word for it.
It's all good. The chesed of Alvazal, so the Rif says, the mistaber k'rav Nachman, the lo regilon in shei l'svuyei kimcha, that it makes sense like Rav Nachman because people don't regularly eat flour.
So that's his psak.
Right.
The Rif's psak is like Rav Nachman.
V'yish Omrim is other Rishonim?
Yeah.
Because
that's not in the Rif.
Right.
Right. So the Rif Psak is that it's what is a shackle, like Rav Nachman. Okay, go ahead.
So Vish other Rishonim say Midika Amar Rava La Rav Nachman Lo Tiflug Aleder Rav Yehuda. So when Rav, based on the fact that Rav told Rav Nachman not to argue with Rav Yehuda, the Shmuel of Rav Yochanan Kaimi Kavasei, since he has Shmuel and Rav Yochanan behind him, so Alma the Hilchos like Rav Yehuda. So therefore the Halacha would be it would be like Rav Yehuda. The Afal of the Rav Nachman and Dachi Leim Isvara. So even though Rav Nachman responds and pushes off Rava's claim with a Swara, Rava lo kibel Swara, so Rava didn't accept the Swara. So that would make sense why you would follow Rav Yehuda.
So Rava, so now you have really Rava. So it doesn't really come down to Rava and Rav Nachman.
Right.
I mean, it's funny. But Rava's Basra, right?
Right.
So they go like Rava.
So when we say Rav Nachman responded with a Swara, that's really the Gemara saying...
Wasn't no, that's Rav Nachman didn't accept Rava's Svara. He had his own Svara.
They were contemporaries, or...?
I mean, they were, what, good 50 years apart? I don't know if they actually had this conversation.
I'm just wondering, because we're saying Rava's about Svara, so I'm wondering what...
Well, they're saying that that Rav Nachman, Rava didn't accept the reason that Rav Nachman would give to his question. Rava was about Svara. He was after Rav Nachman. I mean, he didn't live in the same time.
And otherwise, what would he be Basra? If he's after, how did he respond to it?
Well,
the
I mean, he could have lived longer.
Or could it mean, doesn't have to be that he actually
right,
lived far.
Right, yeah.
Good question. Did they actually have this conversation? I have to check how many years, I don't know. Go ahead.
Is he using this to ask a question on the riff, or is he just
nope,
bringing other sheet?
Just bring down other sheet.
Okay, because he says now Vigam, he's going to ask a kushya. So, but that doesn't apply that this was just a question, what he just said?
No, nope. Once no, how do we pass it now? You have the riff says one thing, other Rishonim say another thing, and now he's attacking the riff's own
right.
reason for passing like Rav Nachman. Now he's saying that. He's saying like this, saying that apparently the from the normal way of psak, you would go like Rava.
Right.
But the Rif had a reason not to go like Rava. The Rif had a reason to go against the normal way of figuring out the Psak. So now he's going to knock the reason, so then you go back to the Psak.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So the Gam of Nachman Gufe, Lo Amar Shakal Yadavaram, Itam Shein Derach Neyadam Leochla. And, I mean, furthermore, Nachman himself didn't say Shakal because of this reason, of Ein Derach Neyadam Leochlo. Didn't came because if he had you know, that was his reasoning. So if that was in fact his reasoning, that when, so when Rava brought his argument from Shemen, he should have said that they're totally different cases.
So what do you say now, David? Did Nachman actually respond to Rava, or it's interesting? I mean, it's interesting. It's the Gemara's whether you say Rav Nachman actually did or not. The Gemara is saying this was really Rav Nachman's idea, right? This really was Rav Nachman's idea.
Because there was an understanding of a shita, so mm-hmm. now there are questions about it. Those who understood what the shita were just responding what he would have said.
But the Rush saying that, in other words, in terms of this halachic issue has nothing to do with whether people eat it or not. So why is the Rif coming along and taking Rav Nachman's side for a reason that Rav Nachman himself doesn't give? It is very strange. Where does that come into this machlokas? That's not part of this machlokas. If you want to paskin on this machlokas, how do you bring in another fact? Heich posach Rav Nachman mitayma diu gufei leisle. How can he paskin? I hold like Rav Nachman for a reason that he didn't hold by. So then you argue with everybody. Now you argue with Rav and Rav Nachman. Yeah. So he's trying to work out. He tries to work it out. Go ahead.
Okay. The efshar that Rav Alvazal sheposak mitam she'ein derech la'achlo sfir le denechlo kubekemach she'eino shal klayot she'nitchan dak dak. So it's possible that the Rif, who holds from the reason of ein derech la'achlo, so he holds that they are arguing about a case of kemach that's not shal klayos, it's not a parched grain, which was ground up very finely.
So in other words, the way that the Rush was learning the facts just factually aren't correct with the Rif's reason. Because people do eat this the toasted grains. right? So if that's what they were arguing about, the toasted grains, then even what the Rif said wouldn't make any sense. It just wouldn't apply. Aside from the fact of how can he say something outside of what they're saying. But it wouldn't be speaking about it wouldn't be addressing the subject at all. Right? So you must say, at a minimum, you must say that what? That the Rif was learning the facts in the Gemara about real flour. Now you can at least say people don't eat flour. Right? But what about the fact that Rav Nachman and... So now that raises two problems. First of all, the Rush held in the beginning, it's not possible to talk about flour. Because people don't eat flour, so Rav Yehuda could never say Bari Priya Dama. And secondly, he still can't remove the underlying problem that Rav Nachman didn't give this reason. Right? But he tries a little bit. Go ahead.
And he comes up with a svara by himself. L'kisha svaraso shedavar pashatu she'in roi la'ochla.
What does that mean? Which one? What do you mean? On what level?
The Devon Pasha, I mean, if anything, it was not even correct. I mean, like we just said, it doesn't fit the fact. How does Devon Pasha?
No, the facts are that it's talking about flour. That's regular flour.
That's
a Devon Pasha. Yeah,
if you learn it's talking about regular flour, right? Then the Rif says, I don't care what Rav Nachman is saying. Fact is, people don't eat this.
Is he just arguing with the entire premise of the Gemara? That apparently the Gemara holds that there's machlokas between... I mean, apparently everybody agrees there's machlokas about this thing, at least. That it's open to debate, but he just says that it's not roi la'achila. Or not roi... it's not derech me'elam la'achila.
I'm sorry, what?
Is the Gemara's premise that, yeah, people do eat this, and therefore there's machlokas between Rav and Rav Nachman about whether or not it retains its shame pri or not, but he just argues with that whole premise? Is that what the Rush is saying?
It would seem that the Rush is not going to... It would seem that this underlying idea the Rush has, that if it's not royal achila, you only make a shakal on it, it doesn't seem that he's holding that against the Gemara. As he holds from all the sugyas, that's a given. That's
right.
The most basic halacha in brachos. It's not roi l'achila, you make a shakal, at most. Right? Now, what does he do with this Gemara that they're arguing about something that you don't eat normally, and one says a dumb, one says a shakal? Apparently, he doesn't know what to do with it, but you can't go against his most basic understanding that it can't be more than a shakal.
Is he just like saying, it's not, is he explaining it? Like, what's his explanation?
Is the Rush explaining it?
Yeah.
Well, not much. Not that detailed of an explanation.
Right.
He is saying, I mean, you want to, obviously, everything is open to interpretation. But the most plain reading of what the Rush is saying is, that the Rif just came up against an impossibility. It was just like an impossibility. Say what you might, people don't eat kelach. Whatever it was, maybe things were different back then, whatever it was, but it's not the Rif's problem. The fact is, you can't paskin against the chush. Can't paskin against the facts. Can't say Rav Nachman says, Rava says people eat flour, therefore, that is the halacha. The halacha is, today, people eat flour. That's not a matter of halachic determination. And if the fact is nobody eats flour, there's no way you can make a Bari Priya Dama on it, yeah.
There's another way to interpret the Gemara. You could say it's talking about Shalkleos or something.
That's the question. Why doesn't the Rif want to learn that?
But even so, the halacha is not like Rav Nachman.
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question, too. Why does he say it's like Rav Nachman?
I mean, just practically. Right. It's like halakha life is like Rav Nachman,
but... Does he say mistaver like Rav Nachman? I mean...
Yeah,
seems like
he says it's mistaver like Rav Nachman. Right. The whole thing is difficult.
Also, if the Rish Lashma, is that Mashma that he holds that it's not Roy for Afila, or it's just like people don't need it? It sounds like he's saying people just don't need it, right? I just want to. Then you'd have room at least to say that back then, maybe people ate it. Now they don't.
I mean, you can try to eat flour. I'm telling you, you're not going to get too far.
So what does it mean, low regili in shale? It's
dry.
Low regili. It's
like,
oil.
Yeah,
it's just like an expression.
I guess you could eat it in very small quantities, maybe. I don't know.
Like on the bottom.
Let's go do it.
You ever try to eat a spoonful of sugar? You ever say that? Like a remedy. A remedy for hiccups?
I haven't done it as a remedy.
What is it?
I'm out of the Mary Poppins.
You can't eat it. It just sucks all the moisture out of your mouth. It's like a mouthful of sand.
I see don't do it.
I've done that. I've poured like...
Yeah, so did I.
When you're smart, it can you produce extra moisture.
A full spoonful?
Yeah.
Or just like a little bit at a time?
No,
it's... Wow.
You must have some Moroccan blood.
When you're Moroccan, you need extra fluid in your mouth.
Oh, and you have the chocolate-covered chocolate dusted almond. They absorb all the moisture from the chocolate powder on top of them. You get used to it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you're right. The lashon is not so smooth, according to what the Rush is saying. Because it sounds like he's deciding. It sounds like, I mean, plain shot in the review would say, like, he's misupik about those sides. And then this fact tilts him over one side, right? I mean, the Rush is not saying that. The Rush is not saying that. He says he's choshe shoroso meyatsa. That, I don't know what that means exactly. Choshe shoroso meyatsa.
I mean, it definitely does. Like, he does have some support from the way that the Rif is writing it, because he doesn't just say the halakha is like Rav Nachman. Like, it sounds like he's coming in with an extraneous thing.
I mean, mistavik Rav Nachman could mean say, right, like, what's mistaver? When does the posek ever say it's mistaver one way or the other? In terms of things that you have rules of in Shas, I mean, they usually are Ravas Basra. I mean, you never see, we say it's mistaver this way or that way, over one or over another. I mean, there are ways that we come out with psak, like Rava, like Abaye, I mean, Rav and Shmuel. So he's saying mistaver means that, I mean, I guess this is what the Rosh is saying, mistaver means that he has a svara against the whole institution over here. You just can't see how you can make anything other than a shakal on not mistava like the Talmud,
right.
Just practically like what he's saying.
Because you don't need to have the same time. Like, for instance, that's an open halacha. When we go bus a rove, even the Gemara sometimes says, we'll go bus a rove tanoyim, even though on an issue, even though they don't all have the same reason. You can still call that a rove. You still say we paskin like this, because rove holds this way. Just factually, it holds this way. That's enough to make a rove. You don't need to have the same reasons to have a rove. But the question, what your question is asking, is a good question. Why not learn like the Rush? If the Rif is so perplexed, then how could the Gemara be arguing about flour that people don't eat? So why don't you learn is talking about this flour that people do eat? Right? That's the Rashba tries to answer that, I think.
To finish reading the Rush first?
That's the other sheet, is right? Now he's saying the psak.
Go ahead.
So one second, how's it going to work out now? So by the Kleos, where he's learning, some learn that is the machlokas.
Yeah.
Right? And if you can learn that's the machlokas, it should come out like who?
Rav Yehuda.
Like Rav Yehuda.
Like
right. And even the Rif is not talking about that case.
Right.
So that would definitely be Berberi Dhamma. It would seem, right?
So it sounds like in this one.
Right. Just want to see the Hilchsa Rav Yehuda. Good. Yes. And on the other case...
The Chayman the Plugta who Roy Levar Holot Shehakol.
Yeah, which cases is the Plugta? I mean, on the... What does he mean by that? I mean, but... See, that's hard to make sense out of that. Isn't that a little hard to make sense of? What's the plug, so? See, he won't say the Madonna Yom Tov. He says, She'efshar sha'rif nami sover de pligi mishal koyos. Because of Rabbeinu Mitchila. But few hachi posak a riff to Rav Nachman.
That would be a good reason, though, wouldn't it?
But then that just wouldn't make sense.
Reasons on the point.
What reasons on the point?
Even in that case of clothes, he would pop them like with this one? Or the rush would bring it down that he would pop them like with not a player.
I think the rush is saying he's misupik now in the end. Was the riff really learning the case like he's saying in the beginning? Or was the riff really learning that it's a regular flower? That's the way he wants to say.
So therefore he says in the case of Kleil, since he's not sure, he would say Shakal.
So now he would say Shakal. It's difficult. Bringing on it comes out the other way, no? You won't say in the call, it's not a question, because everybody's going to be, yeah, it's difficult. It's very difficult. But the main question is, what's the question, what type of kemach the Gemara is talking about? What's the question of the type of kemach? Why would it be regular kemach, like a riff, and then he's going to be worked into this funny position? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have the rush rash thing? Yeah, he says, "Pirush kimcha de kol yos shochitim, harshar kimchi lo, sheina barachula." Kaim loin Rabbi Yehuda, mitigam le Rava le Rav Nachman, lo tifla goy Rabbi Yehuda, de Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan tami kavose. Vad doch Rav Nachman, v'omashani kimcha de os de isa le igui achrin v'pas, dichuyu, u'pashto k'Rabbi Yehuda osla. He'll go kaim loin kavose. Kaim pirush arayvizal. So the rivet holds the machlokas is on the toasted grains, and in the psak is like over here. Miu Rabbeinu Haigons al pasach mishma dekulu rabbisol k'rav Nachman. Rav Haigon paskins in the name of all the rabbanim like Rav Nachman. Mishun t'lav dar kaihu de'inchi lamechal kimcha. People don't normally eat flour. Umashma the inu mafarshi lay the kimcha de chiti mamish. Smashma he holds is real flour. Bidlo chorcha. It wasn't toasted. Ubevadai da hilo shaychi inshi lamechal. And that certainly people don't eat. Vilkach bahi mistaver time with Rav Nachman. He also has a lesson. So by him it's mistaver like Rav Nachman. Aval b'shel kolios mistaver tvei time with Rav Yehuda. Here's what he says. Maybe you can prove from the sugya which type of flower it is. Maybe you'll say that the sugya decides for you in favor of regular flower. Why? The lav bekimcha de kolios myri, ela bekimcha de alma, kid divrei hagaonim zal, mitikom rav Nachman, hocha iko iluya achmin of a pas. So it says, maybe you'll say that it means you can't actually turn this into bread. That's what the Gemara is saying. But if it's toasted, you can't. So that's a raya that is talking about regular flour. As opposed to the toasted flour. Because the Gemara is saying Nachman's response was, you can turn this into bread. But it's a common knowledge, common fact, that you can't turn toasted flour into bread. Right? You can't turn cooked flour into bread. That's why you can make... you can use matzah meal on Pesach. Right?
So then you'd have to learn... You want to learn that it still is talking about the non-toasted. Then you'd have to say... I mean, they're talking about the toasted, and you'd have to say that it means that there's another Eluya, like, named Pas, which is more Eluya than the case of the toasted.
Right, doesn't... You have to learn, doesn't really mean this, but it means this substance could have been made in something else. I think Rabbeinu Yonah is going more along those lines. You want to think of Rabbeinu Yonah? I mean, the rush really is not very the rush is very difficult to the svaras. The rush is very difficult. He doesn't really give you that much svaras to go on. I mean, very little, right? Very little. The Rabbeinu Yonah tries to rescue the Rif more in terms of Svara. Right?
What page?
Chafei. At the bottom. Okay, go ahead.
I'm starting with...
Start with Kimcha D'Chiti.
So Kimcha D'Chiti, Rav Yehuda Omer, Bari Priha Adama D'Chulein. The Sphere Leila Rav Yehuda, D'Chi Hechi, D'Kosi, S'Sachita, Mevarech Bari Priha Adama. So Hu Adin Nami, Ala Kamach. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, just like when you chew the wheat itself, you say Yavori Priya Adama.
Right.
So too, by the flour. The Afagav de Ishtani, the Iluya Ishtani. Even though it was changed for the better. Lo Yar Me Abracha Shalom.
Yeah, so what does he mean it was changed for the better? What does he mean it was changed for the better? What does he mean by that? Yeah. I mean, it depends on how he learns Kiddush Kelach. What he means by that. Right? Depends how you learn the case of Kamach. Like we were talking about, right? You could say it's better than the wheat. But not necessarily better in terms of what it could have been. You know, if it's an edible type, if you take wheat and you make it into an edible form that's ground, mistava, that's better than, that's easier, it's easier to eat than just raw kernels of wheat. But we have to see what his... I mean, it would seem it depends on how he's learning the case. I mean, raw flour seems to be less of an ochel than wheat.
Could you say that at all, that since it's more directly on the path to bread? Or?
I mean, that's another way to go. But that's difficult. I mean, to me, that's difficult.
So what it means, since it's better, means in terms of eating?
That's the flame shot, in terms of eating. Otherwise, I mean...
Well, that depends on how you learn that whole issue from the Rashba and
the what?
Wouldn't the way you're going to learn it...
Well, we don't know how he's learning the type of Kemach yet. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Rav Nachman Amar Shehakol, the Chevan de Ishtani, Ishtani.
Right. Now, according to the way we were learning, you know, you could fit it into this. You could still fit it into this. That Rabbi Yehuda is saying, it is a change that still is. I mean, it would be. I have to think it through. Okay. Then Rabbi Yehuda would still be agreeing to the svara in a certain sense.
You're just talking about what is and is not a change. It has to be either right. Mal Yosa or
right.
Even if it's just Iluya.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda would be saying, as long as it still is progressing as an ochel, it's still retains the bracha. And he's saying that since there's a, there's one subtle problem with the whole sugya. There's one somewhat annoying problem with the sugya, and that is that the first reason Rav Nachman gives seems very different from the second reason. right? In other words, when we were learning the Gemara with Rashi, it wasn't that way because Rav Nachman didn't really give a reason in the beginning, right? But if you learn like the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah, to me the Rabbeinu Yonah, so Rav Nachman's giving a reason right away. He's saying it changed. Once it changed, it's too late, right? But then when he comes back in the second time around, it's very specific kind of a change. It's not just that it changed; it's that it changed and there was something better. So it's like the Svara, it was misleading the first time around. It's not really a rule, once it changes. It's if it changes, but it could have gone higher. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I don't know if I see as big of a problem.
Well, the problem is that if you try just to change, try to define it just by the fact that it changed, you're gonna have to change. Right?
No, but I'm saying you couldn't say that he's saying that the underlying idea is that once it changes, then it's gone. But the question is, how do you define change?
Oh, but I'm saying you have to work out a much more sophisticated idea in the end. You have to revamp the machlokas. Go ahead, get it upgraded.
Okay. So because of our rift value on himself, the halacha is Rav Nachman. So we're going to go on and say the halacha is Rav Nachman. The time of the two mishum de lorgili in shele shkuyei kemcha. So their reasoning is that since people don't generally eat flour, they make a shakal on it. So the ein zanira lemori harav nasherach one of
rachay. So is that referring to Rabbeinu Yonah?
I don't know.
This is because it's a comedian man. It's like the Maturgaman. Question halacha the Maturgaman. What does the Maturgaman say when the Magid Shir says someone's name, says his father's name, for instance. Does the Maturgaman say the guy's name or just say Rebbe Moshe? Is he exactly saying over what the Magid Shir is saying? Or since he's not his father, he should say his name. So there's machlokas, so it's a question question of Kavod. So when he says my Rebbe, does he mean to say what Rabbeinu Yonah was saying, or does he mean to say Rabbeinu Yonah?
Rabbeinu Yonah didn't actually write this, you're saying.
I don't know. That's what everybody says, right? No, Tobin, go ahead. Okay.
But it's whoever it is, it's Ein Nira. Mipnei Shagamara, Nira Beferish, Allah Chak Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara seems to be implicit that Allah Chak Rabbi Yehuda.
So he's saying he doesn't like the Psak.
Right.
That Allah is like Rabbi Nachman.
Right, because Damrian Hasam says in the Gemara, Amale Rabbi Rabbi Nachman. Lo tifle gale de Rav Yehuda de Shmuel Rav Yochanan kai kevasei.
Right.
Disfilu hu shemen zayis mavar chalav boi apio eitz.
Right.
Ve'achagav de ishtani lo nishtani brachasa. So achinami achagav de ishtani lo nishtani brachasa.
Right. Mavar
chalav boi apio adama. So since they had that whole exchange, so v'cheven de Rava de hu basra sovek Rav Yehuda hilchus like kevasei. Ve'achal pishar av Nachman heishiv v'amar mi dami hasam leka ilu yachrina. So even though Rav Nachman has a response to Rav Yehuda with his svara about whether it's Ilu Yachrina, Abipas, so filu hachi, even so, kevan shelo haya docha oso mikach mishnah v'lo mikach reisa el mikach svara, in lo lamiach svaras rabba ba'avor svaras Rav Nachman.
So you're saying it comes down to that we hold from a rav over Nachman, basically. Okay, good.
So that's why he didn't like it. For Ode, the Rav Nachman gufei lo amar shehakol mitam shein derach ne'elam lo'ochlo. So furthermore, Rav Nachman didn't have this reason. Zim ki devrayim sheposkin lekula mizah tam ha'ilol Rav Nachman lomar mi dami hasam derachul la'achol shemen al'idei negroron ki dechsev le'el aval kimcha ein derach le'adam la'achlo.
Right. So you should just given that reason.
Right. B'chivin shav Nachman atzma lo amar mizah tam hechi yicholam heim lifso kimoso mitam shehu lo hiskar oso. Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. He's saying that what? How could you paskin, even if you can learn the facts of the way you're learning, how can you paskin like him for a time that he didn't give? Because you have to be machria, as a posig, you have to be machria between the tamim. And he's saying you can't be machria between the tamim can't have me up. I'm machria bein Rava and Rav Nachman because I have my own idea. Because of a new idea. Maybe you're putting yourself in their in the facts. Powerful argument. Go ahead.
So the F Charlotte the Lomar Dahri Kamar. Ainly the Mosum Zolazo, the Hasam Leslie Afrina.
Okay, so now he's gonna learn it differently. Then what? He's gonna try to learn it. He's gonna, it would seem, right? He's trying to learn it. He's trying to be a Mitaritz. Being Mitaritz, how is it that the Rif could use a reason that Rav Nachman's not using? Right? Mm-hmm. So it would seem he'd have to try to show that Rav Nachman does have this idea in there. Right? Okay, so where is this idea in there?
So, Ein the Moshem Zulazu, the Hasam Leisle Yilu Yachrina.
So Rav Nachman's argument is you can't compare it to Shem and Zayas. Why? Because Shem and Zayas has no other, has nothing higher. But here it does with Pas. Go ahead.
So v'yatza mechlal hadin harishon shekavei abracha chashuv v'yoser. So once it becomes flour, so it leaves the category of the first din, which was koveya its bracha, chashuva yoser, which is, I guess, hadama, is chashuva more than chakol, or?
Yeah, what is it? It's a funny one. Yotza mechola din arishon. Why? Shekoveya
bracha. Oh, he's talking about pas. Oh,
okay. He's talking about pas. Oh, okay. It's yotza mechola din arishon. Why? Because it's on its way to its newer, bigger, better bracha.
Pas or flour?
Flour. What did I say?
You said pas.
Pas, right?
I don't remember what I said.
Pas takes it out of...
It's yotza mechlal hadin arishon, which is grain, right? Which is the bar priya dama. Because it's going to be koveh, it's a bracha chashuva, which is hamotzi. But, nonetheless...
Ba'afilu hachi, kolzman shelo higia lo oso ho'iloi, ho'el v'hu garua achshav al yedei ze hashinui she'inu roi la'achila mevarchan alav shahakol.
Now it's worse.
Right.
Now it's worse. But nonetheless, as long as it didn't get there, right? Since it is worse through the change, because now you don't eat it, right? Now his first pshat was the other way to learn. Now he's trying to come in with the Rif's pshat. How would the Rif learn? The Rif would have to say like this, that what's Rav Nachman saying? What's Rav Nachman saying? Rav Nachman is saying two things, right? He's saying two things. He's saying, since it has another greater thing that it's on its way to, right? And this intermediary stage is worse... Right?
Worse than...
It was. As a grain. That's why it loses its bar priya dama. Right?
So that's the way in which it's not analogous to Shemen.
That's the way in which it's not analogous to Shemen. But you see, within that reasoning, part of the reasoning is that it's not Roy L'Achila. Right?
So if it wasn't Roy L'Achila, but it didn't have another Iluya, so then he would...
That's correct.
...not say that?
That's correct.
You would say what?
So it's not really...
Starve that way.
So unlike the rush, he's not saying that the rush takes it as a premise that something that's not Roy Frontila would have a shahakal.
But what does he say exactly? He says it's Gora... It's Garua Achshav Aydei Zehashinoi She'ino Roi L'Achila. Mevorach on Allah Shahakal. Yep.
And it's not really Iluyah Achrina, it's really even straight up. I mean, it's not just the fact that there's something better.
It's two things. Yeah. It's two things. No, he's saying the way to be Mataritz the Rif is to say the Iluyah Achrina is premised on the fact that now it's not. Well, you don't need to say more than the Rif says, right? Now it's not in the way that people normally eat it. Right? What does the Rif say again? Delo ragili inchi lesuye kimchi. Right? And we don't have to make it worse than the Rif says. He's not being precise. Doesn't mean it's not roi l'achila. He means to say, compared to the grain, it's less frequently this way.
He's not saying it's like the kind of thing you get a shackle on automatically?
No. Can't be.
And the reason of Nachman
would be... Why should you say it? The Rif doesn't say that, exactly.
That's not what ragili means. Like, a person eats dough. Nobody eats dough. So you make shackle on it, even though it's made of flour.
What does the Gemara say, like, by the other things? What does he say about the other thing? Does he say over here? Doesn't say. He doesn't use that less than the other things. Well, all he has is Palpilov Rifta Rativta Barpiodama Yabasha Lov Lav Klum Lav Och Uchlo. There's no broch at all. There's no broch at all. And doesn't say, he doesn't use an expression by the other case, by the Korah. Right? And the Sari. But the lo ragili inchi lisuya kimcha. I mean, that's a good question. We have to really we have to try to work it out. I mean, gavra rabba amar milsa. You got to you have to give the talmud over. That's what the Gemara says. Let's take the. What about the case of the cooked vegetables? Where is that? That is. Was it Lamechess? Yeah. Yes, did you figure anything out of here?
No.
You take a look, see in the Baal Chav Zayin, the Rif. He says, Korachaya. Right?
Yeah.
The Silka, the Kruva, Mavarchalayo Shahako, the Kad Shalaklu, Mavarchalayo Bar Piradama. The Chain call me the Lav Orchinu, the Inchi Lemich Linu, the Chiusayu, Mavarchin, Alayo Shahako. So same, similar. It's not the way. It's not the way.
I mean, you could distinguish.
What's that?
You could distinguish if you had to between the fact that man is not derech.
But there's a big, big difference. There's a big, big difference between these two cases. What's the difference? Factually, there's a big difference.
People do eat it.
Now. It's the difference in the order of the operation, right?
Yeah.
Now, as the Rif is saying, that if something is not eaten raw and requires cooking to eat, so then that's a different svar. You could say it's not the pri. You understand? You could say it's not the pri until you cook it. Right? But here it's the pri. It's a different question. This is a question of when do you lose the pri.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But on this issue, though, about whether people eat or not, I mean, is that going to be... That's not going to change between the two cases, right?
I'm saying... I'm thinking about it. I'm saying that even if you're going to say that it's the same kind of a thing, that people don't normally eat it, like here and like there, mm-hmm. And over there he says a shakal, right? Which right. Seems to be an underlying concept in the whole laws of brachos. That's not something that Rav and Nachman are arguing about, right? So then how can you say this is something that Rav and Nachman are arguing about? So you can say that's a little different. Because that's the Bishul makes it a pri. You know what I'm saying? Whereas over here, in other words, if something is not eaten raw. So then you could say it's not really, the pri has never emerged until it was cooked. The shame pri is lacking because it never emerged. But that's different than saying I have the shame pri. That's not necessarily the same thing as saying that when I have the shame pre intrinsically, and now I make it in the way that people don't normally eat it, that doesn't mean... No, if not eating it depends what the significance of not normally eating it is. if that's the rule, not normally eating it equals shahakol, that's one thing. But if it equals, if it's a question of the shame pri, then you can say it's different beforehand and afterwards. Just thinking about it. Just thinking about possibilities. That it's different. It's not the same degree of not eating it. You know what I'm saying, Moshe?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. Yeah. I'm processing it.
Okay.
So I know what you're
saying. I'm saying a possibility.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But there's this question. Isn't it also the other way, though? Isn't it also true the other way, that if it's something that's normally eaten raw, I know it's hard to find a case, but if you do cook it, the same rule applies? It's not a general rule also?
That's a good question. I mean, that's, the riff happens all that bishul always you make a shakal, even if you do eat it cooked. If you eat it both ways, the riff holds, you make a shakal. Where is that? That's in the same daf. It's the same daf. The riff holds like this. Kitani yirokos, do me the pas. Ma pas yishtano yideor, af yirokos yishtano yideor. Kaimala, he says, yeah. Omar ravnai mishmei debai, zosumer shlokos morchal ebor priya dama. Kaimala nhafi. Da Rav Rav Shmuel, Da Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, Kulu Sirilu, Yisloket Vor B'Yadama, Tani Nami Yofi, Yotin Vir Kif Hashori Mujal, Oh no, 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 Yotin Vir Kif Hashori Mujal, The shloket b'mosayev kaimi. Marachan bori b'ri adama. I feel too many cards. No, he holds the other way. He holds that you always make a bori b'ri adama.
When you cook it.
When you cook it. Even if it's normally eaten raw and not eaten cooked. That's tumi vikarti is the case of the Gemara where it's normally eaten raw and not normally eaten cooked. So the riff we could say is good.
Right.
Good. I think I made a mistake. I told you the riff was the opposite way. But the riff holds.
Easier to hear then.
The riff holds. That's the riff tzak. It actually works out. The riff actually holds that if you normally have something, you hear Mr. Zucker, if you normally have something you eat raw and you cook it, you still make a bori p'ri adama. But if it's normally eaten cooked and you eat it raw, you make a shakal. Why?
In other words, I saw somebody eat a raw potato.
They make a shakal. They would make a shakal. So why? It's not a halacha that the shame. It's not a halacha that if it's not the derech achila, you make a shakal. The halacha is if the shame pre has not emerged, you make a shakal. So if it's not normally eaten raw, like a potato. So that's not what you call a potato. Raw potato is not what you call the food of a potato.
So what is it?
What is it? Yeah. It's a potential potato.
The making of a big potato.
It's like potato buds. It's potential potato. We don't. We speak. Where's John? We speak equivocally when we call it a potato. It's an equivocal potato. It's not a an unequivocal potato. But once it is the pre, the cooking it doesn't change it. The cooking it doesn't change it. I mean, that's not necessarily the struggle there. That's complicated. That's a question of whether Bishul is considered a Shina. You can say that's different. But I'm just still trying to work out the riff a little bit over here. Got to be open-minded for a minute. I mean, the less you know, the easier it is to be open-minded.
I'm really open-minded.
You're really open-minded. But can we understand the svar of the Rabbeinu Yonah? That what kind of a svar is it? I mean, let's keep it hanging. Exactly the degree that the riff means is not eaten. We can leave that question open. Exactly the degree. What is the exact degree of not being eaten? Is it like it's never eaten? Is it like it's not commonly eaten? Is it eaten less than the wheat? We can leave that open. Okay, but let's just see if we can understand the svara of Rabbeinu Yonah. That what? So once again, so it's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman about wheat. If you grind wheat and make it into flour, what's the bracha on the flour? And we're going to learn this regular flour, right? Does he even take up that issue? He says next, right? Yeah. The next sheet he says is that they're parched. But up to this point, he's saying it's regular flour, right? So what's the machlokas according to the way he's learning factually? How does the machlokas, has the conversation proceed? So Rav Nach, so Rav Yehuda says it's a bori p'ri adama because why? So you can't say that anymore, right? It's b'mil seikoi. Afagav de shtani b'mil seikoi. Right? It's hard saying now that it's a shtani leiluya because that's part of his facts, that it's garua.
Are you going
for the Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah's teretz for the riff. Right?
Right, but in the first Rabbeinu, like Max is saying, the first Rabbeinu
Yonah. I understand, Yonah, but now you can't say it. It's hard to say it now. Yeah, that's why I had a whole problem with the... that's his whole problem with the riff.
So what's no? he saying then?
I'm just saying what he's saying. He's saying that it's garua. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Afagav dishtani b'milsekoi. Okay. You want to say he holds it's considered better? Okay, we'll have to think about it. But it's hard to say that now. But it's definitely say it's the milsekai. That we know.
Why don't you just say it's that according to Rav Nachman it's garua in a certain framework, and according to Rav Yehuda it's mishtan aluya in a different kind of framework. That's part of the machlokas. Why do you have to say that?
Why do you have to complicate the machlokas?
No, why do you have to? But you're saying now that because it's since he's explaining that
we're not going to
hold
Garua,
then now it's just...
Yeah, and what does Garua mean? Garua means according to the Rif, like the Rif says. You don't need it this way. So I'd say it's better. I'd say you improved it. If it's less, in other words, raw grain apparently people do eat, otherwise you'd make a shakal on it to begin with. Right?
Kosei
shechitim. Apparently people do eat that. So I mean, it would seem, but the riff is saying it makes sense on flour. You don't make a shakel because it's not the way to eat it. Now, if you're going to work that into the facts of the Gemara, it's hard to say at the same time that Rav Yehuda holds is better than chitim, which everybody agrees people eat, and Rav Nachman holds it's worse, which means nobody eats it. I mean, how do you do that? So I would say that was the riff. The way the Ri was introducing the sugya was a problem for the riff. Now he has a teretz, so you don't go with his with the same facts he had that caused the problem when you're learning the teretz.
So according to this way of learning, so the reason of Yehuda still says it has a dhamma, even though it's goreya, it's still the brain.
Right, that's right.
Form,
right. I mean, the real revelation is going to come on the side of Rav Nachman. I mean, let's say Rav Yehuda is the way we're always understanding it. He just says it's b'mil seikai. And what does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman holds what? Rav Nachman holds that kevin de ishtani. Okay. So Rava says, Rav Nachman, what? He says, how could you say that? You're going against Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, because they both hold that on Shem and Zayis and make a Bori Priyo Eitz. And that changed. So you see, even though it changes, it's still considered the Pri. So to hear by the Kemach, even though it changed, it should still be the Pri, and you should still make a Bori Priyo Adama. Right? Here's the main part. So what did Rav Nachman respond? Max? It's not a guesswork. It's right here. He responded that what? He says that what? Says here, you can't compare it. Can't compare it to olive oil. Why?
Grain is garua and there's
yuliyah. Because the flour is garua from the grain.
And there's Yiluya Achrina.
And there's Yiluya Achrina. And what does that do? Since there's, it's two steps though. He says, since there's Yiluya Achrina, let's say the way that Rabbeinu Yonah said it. Since there is an Yiluya Achrina, so when you grind it, what happens?
It goes out of its original bracha.
He says, Ain lid mosam zula zu. Right. Because here there's ilu yachlin of a pass. Viyotza mechlala din arishon. Right? It's out of the first din. Shekovea brocha yachashuva yosef. Vafilu hachi calls man shlohi gielo soha iloi hahoil velu vehu garua achshava yidei zeh shino yishin aroi lachila mevarchen olav shahakol. It's a mouthful. But what's the svar over there? I mean, it sounds like he's saying two different things. Right? Because first he says, since it's Ibu Yachmina Bapas, so now it's Yotza Michlal Din Risha.
It seems like the real force of...
But then he seems to be saying that it really wouldn't leave that if it weren't for the fact that it's not Garua. Right? If it wasn't for the fact that it's Garua, it wouldn't have left the first one. But then it also seems that just Guru alone is not enough. Just say it's Guru. What do you have to do this whole thing about evil of the past? Yeah.
It's not in terms of Svara that the force of Rav Nachman Shita is really coming from the fact that it's Garua. Just the way that it got there is through the Achrina. It couldn't have left the original thing without that. But the real reason that it has a Shakol is not the Achrina. It's still the fact that it's Garua. That's exactly what the Rif was saying. So the Rif was really getting to the ikkar of what Rav Nachman's Svara was. He just was cutting out the way you get there.
So, what do you say?
I think it's a good idea that it only registers as a change once it's part of the process of making pas, because the pas makes it Yotzei Michlal Din Rishon. Now, once it's part of this process of taking it out as the original category, if it's Garua, now we're going to lower the bracha. But anything else, any other time you just change the substance, okay, so you're changing the form of the substance, but it's still the same thing.
Yeah, but even if you're changing it to, let's say, flour would be just as good as whatever, regular. Like, if you're changing it to better, and it doesn't actually go down,
right.
It would still be...
Just keep the bracha.
So then why does flour go down? Why do you say that's going down?
Because it's crop.
You
can't eat it. Not like...
Or people don't eat it.
So let me see if I can put it give it a little more understanding. Like this. He's saying like this. Let me ask you a question. So what would you call flour? What category, what classification do you give to flour?
Unmade bread,
very good. In other words, and if it wasn't for the fact that there was bread, what would you call it?
Ground up wheat.
Exactly. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. He's saying you need two things over here. He's saying the fact that there's another thing that this wheat is made into makes the flour the beginning of that new process. Okay. Now you view this flour as the beginning of the new process. Okay? Whereas if there were no further process, once it had the shame pre from before, apparently crushing it is not considered the shinoi that's going to lose it. Even if it's garua, it's not going to make a difference. It's still going to be the shame pre of the chita. But since now it has a greater shame pre, this is like the original attempt that we had, that the pas is like a different shame pre. I mean, you don't need the word pre anymore, but it's a different shame now. So now the flour is considered the beginning. It's not considered a transformation of the wheat, right? It's considered the raw material of the bread. It's considered the beginning of the bread. Now he's saying, were it that it were just as edible as the grain itself, then what? Then you still would have made a barbir adama.
Why?
Then you still would have made a barbier adama. Why?
It's removed from being the pre, because it's beginning the process of lechem, but it's not lechem, so it should be shakol. You shouldn't need the fact that it's goreh.
But you're saying there's a beginning stage of
us. Then apparently he's holding that on its own, it would be considered the, another pre of the lechem. In other words, of the wheat. If the wheat is just edible here or there, now he's saying the fact that it's beginning of pas, it doesn't remove the possibility of it being another form of ochel too. You know what I'm saying? Pass? I said the wrong thing?
So it's not possibility.
Oh, but it doesn't add if it isn't.
The fact that it... But the only thing it destroys is its definition of the pre simply because it's the same substance as the chitim. Now, is you only going to lose... You'll lose one thing from this whole mix. What you're going to lose is the phenomenon whereas... A pre that is changed and loses its edibility, right, retains the bracha simply because it's still mitzuraf to this same pre that preceded it. This has no predecessor. You don't consider the wheat, you don't consider the flour. The flour no longer references the pre of the chitim. The flour now references pas. And on its own, it's not an ochel. So therefore, it's nowhere. The fact that there's pas breaks the automatic tziruf that it would have had to the pre of the wheat before it, which would have retained its bracha no matter what, as long as it's an ochel. So now that it's pas is looming, now its definition is by the pas. It's no longer defined by its predecessor of wheat. And on its own, now that, of course, you can't make a hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on flour. And as a raw material, you can't say it doubles as an ochel. You can't say it has a dual shame of an ochel and a raw material, because factually it doesn't.
And what if you did eat it?
So if you did eat it... if it was edible, yeah, or if it did eat it?
No, if it's edible.
If it was just the same, so then you would say that the fact that, no, the point I'm making is the fact that it's mesuraf to pas doesn't seal its fate. The only thing it does is it removes its shame pre-adama just from the tziruf. But if it is another form of eating wheat that's just as good, then it's also, then it simply, on its own, has a shame of a pre-adama. In other words, I'm not saying that the fact that it's going to be pas strips it of any of its own individualistic characters.
But it's not the same pre. In that case, if the flour were edible, it wouldn't be the same pre as the original wheat.
So he's saying like this, he's saying there's two ways that the crushed up wheat could possibly have a goy pre-adama.
Right.
Either if it's not edible, like it, even if it's not the real food, but it's still mitzuraf to the chitim. Mm-hmm. Or if it is another reason people grow wheat to eat flour. So then it would also be a pre on its own, but not a pre because of the shame, not because it's viewed as a chita that's crushed up.
It's not the same pre, it's a different pre.
It's like a different shame pre. It would be like,
it's like bread, but it's
right.
Less.
It would be like olive oil. It would be like olive oil. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's not like olive oil. It's not like olive oil. But it's not like olive oil in two ways. I mean, it's a little more kind of... It's not like olive oil in two ways. It's not like olive oil because since there's another thing afterwards. He's saying... So his argument is more complex. Saying it's not like olive oil. Why? Because since it has something coming after it, it's no longer related to what's behind it. And on its own, it's not an ochel. Right? That's the totality of his argument. Right? I guess he's saying if it would not have been not an ochel now, then... I mean, this is the one part that you can think about. This is the part to think about. What exactly... If it would not be... If it would be edible on its own, it's flour... Would you therefore say it never really changed from chitim? Right, that's what you're thinking. Is it simply that it's never changed from chitim? Or that, no, it is changed from chitim, but it would be like a new ochel, that we would get his own boy for a dollar. I'm not sure, because the way he says it is not 100% clear. He just says it's yotza mechlal, then the reason it's mashma, the second way. It's mashma, it's automatically, once it's flour, it's removed from... But all he means it's removed from the shame from the din of chitim as a chita.
Right.
But if there's two forms of chitim, why can't it still be the second form of chitim? Now, as a chitim comes in two forms of achila, so it's not going to lose the second shame of chitim.
But it's not the same as the other way, where
that's right,
were
it's not
ground
the same,
up but not edible.
That's
but there were no pots.
Then it would be just din of the original. Correct.
The
you could say
crushed olives and olive oil.
Right. Crushed olives is still olives. It's like the crushed dates. Crushed dates is just a date. But mashkin, that's zovme from the date, is shakal.
And that goes through the mechanism of the turf, then.
That's because of Zaya. I mean, that's the thing. I'm just saying that's not the thing anymore. That's not the thing anymore. So here too, the flour is not the thing. Not because it's zov, not because it's Zaya, but because it's the tchil of pas. But that's basically what's going to be. When it's not the old thing, and it's not in its own, it's not in an alternate form of the other thing, then it's going to be a shackle. Think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's just think apart, though.
Maybe it's an ambitious question. Maybe it's an ambitious question, a little too much.
Wait, so what should we do next? Hold on. You want to go to that Bishul quest? You want to go to the Sugya on the Bishul next? Or you want to go further next? You want to jump to the Yarukos that you cook?
What?
That's the other way.
What?
The other way is just continuing the eating the palm trees and.
I'll have the Seorim.
The Seorim. Yeah. We didn't find
that. Eating the palm trees.
It would seem the Seorim is not really a food. In other words, it would seem that if it was a regular food that gave you.